A number of years ago, I had the honor to compose a book called 60 Days, A Spiritual Guide to the High Holidays. It was an outgrowth from some real life experiences, extremely moving and touching experiences, that I interacted with different individuals who were very spiritually, shall we say, alienated from their communities, from their homes and their families. And I felt the need to look into this powerful season called the High Holiday Season, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, and identify how these are tremendous, indispensable resources to give each one of us strength, the power to discover love, even after betrayal and hurt. And I composed this book, authored this book called 60 Days, A Spiritual Guide to the High Holidays. Really, it's structured as a workbook, day by day by day. So it's interesting. We began the spiritual antidotes, as I said, over 5 months ago. Each day, a short thought, a short insight, hopefully a short, brief tool and exercise that each of us can apply. And here we go, transitioning into these 60 days, which begin literally in the next few days. So the spiritual antidotes are now transitioning into 60 days, which also has a short thought and a short exercise. I actually even recorded each one of the 60 days, a short thought. So we're not saying goodbye. We're just continuing the journey, and befittingly and apropos to the time period in which we are in, the energy flow of the calendar. And it couldn't be more relevant to the times in which we live. This high holiday season will be different than any other. How different? All depends on the individual and what takes place. And we all are challenged with the big question. How will we celebrate the high holidays when we don't have and cannot rely on our usual traditions, synagogues, rabbis? How do we find that inspiration at home? And how can we provide it to our families? How can we bring that inspiration? That's why 60 days is the perfect approach to do that. And actually, to experience these days in even more profound ways, because now we have to work at it. We can't just rely on a crutch, rely on pre-existing structures or institutions. Yes, we want to take the best, but we want to be able to also empower and reinforce and strengthen our own inner souls as we experience the transformation of this period in time. So this is exactly what we're doing. We're moving from the spiritual antidote into the 60 days of the high holiday season, the month of Elul, of compassion, of love, moving into the renewal, the sanctification, and the joy of the month of Tishrei, the high holiday season.